97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Oh, Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel bumping. Black water keep rolling.
She did things that nobody would ever think of. Now she wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens that are in prison. This is a radical left liberal that would do this. She wants to confiscate your guns, and she will never allow fracking in Pennsylvania. If she won the election, fracking in Pennsylvania will end on day one.
Yeah, you know, I thought that was one of Donald Trump's stronger statements last night. The vice president refuted that, claims somehow that she's a gun owner. That's the first time I've ever heard that one. She also claimed Tim Walz is a gun owner. But I thought the president hit home with that one. People care about these issues. They care about how their tax dollars are spent. He didn't have a lot of those moments, not nearly enough of them, I didn't think. He missed a couple of key opportunities last night. But still, did it change minds? I don't know. We've got Cody Sargent with us right now, who's a senior advisor at the Heritage Foundation, in for a Genevieve Wood this morning. And, Cody, welcome into the show.
Good morning. It's great to be back with y'all.
Yeah. Thank you for giving us some time this morning. What was your reaction? I mean, we're live with our show this morning down here in Eureka, Missouri. A few people have been walking up to me. Some of them have expressed their disappointment that Trump wasn't, stronger, or that she got under his skin a little bit last night. What's your take on it?
Well, I think, we're having a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking right now, which is very classic after a presidential debate. And I was with a lot of my colleagues last night at Heritage in D.C., and we live and breathe this every day. So, of course, there were opportunities where we would have loved to see more. But I think my main takeaway from last night is I didn't really learn anything, and I don't think much has changed. There's a lot of consternation on the right this morning over the abysmal job of ABC, the completely biased moderation of the debate, constantly fact-checking Trump, refusing to fact-check Harris. That did happen, but that's not a surprise. We know ABC is biased. This is the network that lied and gave Hillary Clinton the questions in advance in 2016. So that wasn't new. I wanted to hear more about Vice President Harris's concrete plans to do the things she's saying she's going to do. She did not. She gave more gobbledygook answers that sound like ChatGPT or AI wrote them with no details. So that wasn't new. And President Trump talked about how life was better when he was president. That is a fact. So that wasn't new. So I really don't know how much I learned, and I'm not sure how much the race has changed by last night. I do think the clip you played were some of President Trump's best points, pointing to the radical positions that Kamala Harris has: banning fracking, confiscating guns, eliminating private health insurance. And yes, in 2019, she said she supported taxpayer-funded transgender surgeries for migrants and other criminals in prison. That is a fact, whether ABC wanted to check her on that or not. So he did bring up those radical things. But again, I'm not sure how much the race was changed after last night. I think people know in their hearts that they're not better off than they were 4 years ago.
Yeah. We knew that Project 2025 would come up, and it absolutely did. It's all over Kamala Harris's website, where she finally posted her policies, if you want to call them that. They're very vague. What was your reaction last night to Donald Trump, repeatedly saying, I have nothing to do with that? Of course, it was the Heritage Foundation that put that out.
Well, you're right. We were not surprised at all that it has come up. This has been a focal point of the Democrats' campaign. They're lying about it because they have nothing else to run on. President Trump is absolutely correct. He is not affiliated with Project 2025. The Heritage Foundation pulled together about 110 other groups united behind the movement and published a policy book called The Mandate for Leadership in 2023, before President Trump was even a candidate for president. Of course, many of his former senior staffers helped on it because he is the most immediate past Republican president. That is what happens in think tanks in Washington, D.C. But he isn't affiliated. He was right to point that out. And again, another moment in which ABC refused to fact check Kamala Harris, lying about it on stage, even though CNN, The Washington Post, the AP, and others have debunked that claim many times.
It's a good point, Cody, and I've got a little less than a minute here, but Heritage has been doing something like this for years. I mean, you put out this blueprint for years, and whether or not politicians choose to follow it or not is up to them.
Correct. This is something that Heritage has published since the 80s. It's not a new concept. But I would like to say the ideas in it are pretty popular. Unleashing energy, cutting taxes, fixing education. They are not bad ideas. It is Democrat lies because they have nothing to run on. And again, I think Americans prefer our country when President Trump was president, and I think they'll put him in office again to enact his agenda.
Cody Sargent with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org. Thank you, Cody.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, yeah. Good to get his take on that and a little bit of truth there about Project 2025, which you did not hear or get fact-checked by ABC News last night. Coming up, we're live in Eureka. We're going to introduce you to the folks from the Focus Marines Foundation coming up and talk about all the great work they do on this 9/11. We're going to be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.